From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Violence between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli police surged on Saturday in the occupied West Bank town of Hebron and in Jerusalem, with police reporting at least four Palestinians killed. Authorities said several security officers from Israel are wounded. Palestinian officials have linked the violence in part to what they call the increasing Jewish encroachment at the East Jerusalem holy site known to Muslims as Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel has adamantly denied Palestinian claims. Iran has rejected U.S. and French allegations that its recent missile test violates United Nations resolutions, saying the Security Council restrictions only apply to missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. This came after U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power spoke about the October 10th, the launch.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate U.N. Security Council resolutions, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
Power said the missile was capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interest and defeat the Islamic State and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. And in Washington, President Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, saying it's not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
His comments came as the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement regarding aircraft over Syria. This is VOA News.